You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls. Talking sports, obviously the Yankees won in 11 innings, and we can still talk about that. But I think right now the conversation is on the trade deadline, what the Yankees still need, what the Mets have done, and what they potentially still need, and the rest of the league, right? So when you're just looking at the MLB trade deadline tracker, and you're talking about positions and resources and players and that type of stuff drying up, like the third base market. You saw Key Brian Hayes today go to the Reds. Eugenio Suarez go to the Mariners. Obviously, Ryan McMahon came to the Yankees a few days ago. You know, names like Willie Castro are still out there floating around. And, in the pitching department, the pitching is moving. Starting pitching is what we're really waiting to see happen next. Bullpen, obviously, arms are starting to dry up. But, yeah, the last things we've heard here, and as I was talking about the Yankees needing a starter, Sandy Alcantara, Edward Cabrera, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, there's competition for these guys. So let's get back to the phones. We'll keep an eye and keep refreshing Twitter, and I'll also pull up some other stuff from my notes, from just rumors and things that went on earlier today. As we wait, but yeah, still can definitely talk about the Yankee game as the Yankees won 5-4 over Tampa. And now that sets up today a 1 o'clock game. There's rain in the forecast. They're going to have to hustle this game up. It's a 1:05 start. Marcus Stroman versus Ryan Pepiot. And I would love to see the Yankees win and take the series. I would love to see the Yankees make some moves, maybe even during the game, to add some bullpen, add some pitching. But I'm also kind of curbing my enthusiasm, tapering my expectations, because I don't want to be disappointed. I haven't really locked in on one guy. Like, I'm happy with Ryan McMahon. I'm happy with even Med Rosario, who wasn't on my radar. I'm Austin Slater, whatever. But there isn't one pitcher. Like in the chat, they're like, I want David Bednar. What's the deal with Mitch Keller? What are the Pirates doing? Who knows? Brian Cashman's supposed to know. And I think Brian Cashman knows that this team needs bullpen repair. They have plenty of bats. They have too many position players. Honestly, like, they just added three position players. I think I saw Slater wearing 29, Ahmed Rosario in 14, and McMahon in 19. So I don't know. They gotta reshuffle the deck a little bit, but really we need pitching. We need them to bring in some high leverage relievers and maybe a starter. 888-808-1019. I said I would go to Mike in Cortland next. What's up, Mike? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Couple of things on the Mets, please, if you don't mind. One on the trade deadline and one on the current status. We have a good trade history with Cleveland. What would it take for us to get Ramirez? If you're giving Kwan away, aren't you packing? I mean, what are you going to do with Ramirez anyway? The team don't score as it is. You don't think there's any chance the Mets can get Ramirez?
I don't think there's any chance anyone can get him. I just think his contract, like, they could pack it up for this year and sell, but, like, he's the face of the franchise, and he's under contract for years to come, and it's an affordable contract for a perennial all-star. I don't think anybody's getting Jose Ramirez off them.
As a Mets fan, I'd love to see a package for both. You could put the manager in center field for all I care. if we get both of them.
Stephen Kwan, Cade Smith, Shane Bieber. Those guys are the names that I think that they're looking to move.
You mentioned Alonso before. I was listening to the Fan earlier, and I couldn't believe the last 40 games of the stats of Lindor and Alonso, both batting under 200.
Yeah.
I've been calling this station since Alonso was a free agent. And I'm saying, if they sign him, he's got a bat in front of Soto.
It's funny you say that, because I was...
Okay, Lindor is seeing it striking out. Lindor's come up with the bases loaded. How many times in the number two hole?
Yeah, he bat third today. I feel like with Soto being out, that obviously doesn't help anything, and that has changed the lineup. And they're just, I don't know, they're in bad funks. 0 for 4 for Lindor today, 0 for 3 for Alonso today. I mean, all year they've struggled with runners in scoring position, but, like, the Mets go as those guys go. And if Soto is down and they're not getting it done, there's nothing.
Keith, if there's one guy in the lineup that you can make better, but you put him in a slot, it's Alonso in front of Soto. Alonso will see so many fastballs. It'll be great. I mean,
yeah, but the way they look at it, Mike, Soto leads the league in walks, so he's going to get on. Somebody's got to drive him in. Who's the guy hitting all the home runs? It's Pete Alonso.
Well, we see it was a fluke. We knew he was going to. He's not a 300 hitter. He's not a doubles hitter. So he started the year as a 300, and he's hitting doubles. But now we know. We see where he is. He's at 250 now. You got to do something. You got to shake it up. You got to be shaken up in that lineup.
We'll see, because I think, I mean, they said Soto is day-to-day, but I think Soto will be ready to play Friday.
Well, let's get Kwan and that'll be awesome. Thanks a lot, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Mike. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I mean, it is strange. Like, Lindor and Alonso have had stretches of looking like National League MVPs this year and last year. And right now they're in a stretch of looking like bums. Like, when you go to their numbers, like Lindor in his last, let's say, 30 games, and I forget what the number Mike just said was or what they were talking about earlier. And Lindor's last 30 games, he's batting 181. 4 homers, 17 ribbies. It's tough. Pete Alonso, as I'm pulling up his numbers, are even worse. Like, Pete Alonso in his last 15 games, he's got a 0.94 batting average, 183 on base percentage, 170 slug. What? For a guy that is making $30 million a year, a guy that the fans demanded be back, a guy that is going to opt out and be looking for big money, man, he's in a bad stretch over these last couple weeks. And those guys are hitting in the middle of the order. You know, Vientos got a knock, and Vientos has done some things recently, but today Vientos had 3 Ks. The Mets were supposed to have one of the best lineups in baseball. The Mets were supposed to be, and I don't know, maybe you could go get Harrison Bader back, try and get some of that mojo back from last year. The OMG Mets, I remember getting on the fan saying, like, they have double-digit hits, double-digit runs multiple times a week. And now they're just kind of struggling. But, I mean, you also tip your cap to Yu Darvish and the Padres and how they play in that building. And they've got good players, too. They've got high-priced contracts over there as well. They've got guys that get it done, too. And then when you look at the standings, as you know, Zoo pointed out, right, like, the Padres just put themselves as the third wild card team. But they're also right there jockeying for position 3 games back of the Dodgers. You know, the New York Yankees are 4 games back of the Toronto Blue Jays. And the New York Yankees have no urgency. Like, watching the Yankees and the mistakes and errors they make is so infuriating. I'm like, how do they not tweak? How do they not freak out? How do they not get mad? You're playing against the Tampa Bay Rays in your building. This is a team that rents your spring training building. You're supposed to sweep them. You can't give them a game. But you give them outs, and I always say they're comfortable with you. They come to the Bronx, and they're comfortable in that building. Beat them. Take the series from them. With Stroman on the mound, why can't Stroman have a good outing like he had against the Braves? Why can't Stroman give us 5-6 innings? And then whoever is available, come out of the bullpen and get it done. You know, like they use Williams, Weaver, Hill tonight. Well, you know, get ready to see freaking JT Brubaker, Jonathan Loaisiga again. I don't know. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Take the series. You need all these games. There's no more games left for them to smoke. There's no more games left for them to blow. And I think the team's going to rally around any news. You know, they're going to rally around any news that, you know, the Yankees make a trade, whether it happens in the morning, during, before the game. They obviously won't have their phones during the game, but after the game, yeah, the Yankees got to beat Tampa before they go on the road here and face the Marlins and the Rangers. And then they got to add bullpen starting pitching. And I think that's the priority, so I expect Cashman to do that at like 3 o'clock, 3, 4 o'clock. He's going to be working during the game tomorrow. Let's go to Garden City and talk to Tom on the fan next. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Keith, good morning. I'm glad you just brought the bullpen up because, I mean, you're seeing a lot of these high-leverage arms go. I mean, what do we really have left? You got Bednar, Keller, maybe Jake Bird from the Rockies.
Griffin Jacks.
But what scares me is that Duran went for the Phillies 4-6 prospect. That would be like the equivalent of us giving up Spencer Jones and Ben Hess. I don't think it's worth it to give up a guy like Spencer Jones for a mid-level bullpen arm.
What they did was, I mean, because it's because of the control. He's going to be there for the next couple of years, and I think they gave up a catcher, and I forget the other. I got to go to my notes. They look at it as like those guys aren't coming up anytime soon. The Phillies, you know, their team is pretty locked and stacked with guys that are in their primes and going to finish out their careers. But, yeah, you know, they're aggressive. They pay guys and they go for it.
What about a guy like Jake Bird from the Rockies, a name that most people really haven't heard? Everyone talks about Bednar, but I think Bird's got just as good a stuff. And he's been much better lately.
They have a relationship with the Colorado Rockies. The Colorado Rockies have a pipeline to New York. Shouldn't cost too much. Send them. Jake Bird definitely can help.
They have to get to at least 2 arms because you can't keep throwing out Brubaker. And I know Hedrick was good tonight, but I mean, like, you can't keep throwing out these AAA arms and just rotating them.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried that Cashman is looking at who he's got coming back and heel and maybe getting creative and saying, okay, you know, Cam Schlittler can go to the bullpen and we're going to get Fernando Cruz back, that maybe we don't need to give up top prospects to go get these guys. And then also, looking at how up and down the season has been and how this team is here and then they're there and they make mistakes and then they have heroics, he might be thinking this team is not worth selling any, you know, of our top prospects for.
Well, we had the number one offense in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season. If we just solidify the bullpen, and we'll be fine. Our bullpen ERA, I want to say it's been like something like 6 over the last 6 weeks. Or since early June, our bullpen ERA has been like somewhere around 6. If we can get 2 arms, which is simple, you can fix this.
Yeah, and I thought that, you know, that was priority one, but I don't think they're going in you know, priority order here. They're going in order of who they can get, and I think Cashman plays the game where he puts pressure on these GMs the day of, hours before, and take it or leave it, and this is the price, and this is what we have for you. Final offer. So that's coming up.
All right, Keith, thank you so much for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, I mean, you've seen it for years with Cashman waiting until deadline day, 6 o'clock. So I would expect, like I said, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, things to get done. But also, don't get your hopes up. And it might seem simple to you to go get David Bednar or Jake Bird or Griffin Jacks or whoever. I got the feeling too that there's going to be some marginal moves. It's going to be like a couple extra, like last year where they got De Los Santos, Eniel De Los Santos, who they DFA'd, and they got Mark Leiter Jr. And it's like, not exactly Tanner Scott, not exactly Michael Kopech, not exactly, you know, but like, whatever. Like, we'll take him. I'm not expecting him to, and like, don't get me wrong, I'm on tomorrow at 7. If Cashman does somehow come out with Mason Miller and pry him away from the Padres, we will sing Cashman's praises. Well done. But I think Cashman is very much the type to not get fleeced and prospect hug and not go overboard and say, hey, we got this guy coming back. We got that guy coming back. We'll be all right. We got this, you know. We can do this. We can make this move. And here's this guy instead, a pivot, a plan B, instead of going, you know, plan A that everybody is screaming about. Jonathan out in Los Angeles on the Fan. My guy, how you feeling out there?
Yo, what's good, my guy? I mean, good thing we came out with a win, bro, because I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I'm fed up with them, man. I mean, I know we got them, and I'm not the type that if I'll go to a game, I'll boo them. Speaking of that, that's crazy, man. Those fans booing Volpe, man, and then the other day they're cheering him. I mean, come on, it should be...
Bro,
We're all on the same boat.
I was in there the other night, and I can't fight the fight anymore because it's every night he's spiking the ball, and it's just a weird space to be in right now, bro, because it's like his offense, he's on a power surge, high voltage. So it's like, you know, the fans are ready for him to mess up and they want to boo him because it's the Bronx cheering the Boo Birds. I never boo the Yankees. I don't understand that, but I'm not fighting anybody
on
it anymore.
Yeah, but would you go to the distance that you'll boo?
No, never. I've been in there when you know, Stanton has had the golden sombrero,
yeah,
or Judge has struck out four times, or like guys have committed terrible errors or get rocked. Joey Gallo. I went to a bunch of Joey Gallo terrible performances and never booed that guy. Aaron Hicks, Josh Donaldson.
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter still owes us a bunch of home runs. I was in there for that too. But with Volpe, man, what I'm hearing from fans and their frustration is it's because like, and I, people are ridiculous, but they're like, oh, they said he'd be the next Derek Jeter. No, they didn't. Oh, we don't care about his family or his local ties or him being the hometown kid. Like, that's why he gets special treatment. We're booing the organization. Like, it is a mess. I don't understand for the life of me, though, why, like, this kid can't throw the ball anymore. It's all in his head.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I'm a truck driver, and trust me, when I stop, and I'm trying to, like, get in into a driveway, and I'm stopping traffic, I could feel the pressure. And I think he's feeling the pressure. Him being a lot of fans are like, oh, damn, you know, it is, bro, we're human. But once again, I will not go to the distance that I'll be booing someone, especially that's what the Yankees, man. I'll probably stay quiet. I'll probably, you know, curse them out or something in my own self like I did today with Devin Williams, but I wouldn't go the distance. And regarding Devin Williams, I'm just fed up with it, man. I mean, I just really hope the Yankees get – I mean, I know it's not going to happen, but I was – what do you think about this, man? I was thinking hopefully Cashman gets rid of him, get a good – he will get a – bring back a good a package deal. And with that same package deal, either you add a few little small pieces and go all in on Mason Miller. I mean, it's because the thing is, Keith, he's going to come back and bite us in the ass in October with Devin Williams, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to come back, and S is going to hit the fan, bro. I can see it now, man. But what do you think about that, bro? Other than that, talk to you tomorrow, my guy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call, Jonathan. Let's go back. Just start with what they gave up to get Devin Williams. They gave up Nestor Cortez, who had to get up out of here, change the scenery. Freddie Freeman, grand slam, walk-off grand slam, had to get up out of here. But, you know, Caleb Durbin was a guy that they were telling you was going to be the second baseman and Jazz was going to play third base. And, you know, he was balling in the offseason, whatever. Because of what they gave up for a year rental in Devin Williams, and because of the course with Devin Williams where they wanted him to be the closer, they moved Luke Weaver. I think some of that has affected Luke Weaver too. Obviously the injury, but him being a closer and having a closer mentality and then a setup guy, whatever. The Yankees are fully invested in Devin Williams. They never gave up on him. I know I did. I had to retract a statement and apologize and say, because I don't know. Devin Williams, I was in there, I watched him blow it, and I watched the fans turn on him. And I'm like, it's not going to work out. They're saying that, you know, there's a beard curse. They're blaming him for, you know, going on paternity leave. They're chanting, we want Weaver. It's going to be too much. The Met fans are saying that Pete Alonso broke him. I'm like, this guy's never going to be able to handle New York. It's not going to work out. It has to work out, and it has worked out. But he got tonight. He got tonight, and that's going to happen. He only throws two pitches, and, you know, when he throws back-to-back nights, the second.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know. But that's your closer. I don't see them trading him. I don't see them getting Mason Miller either. I think they don't want to shop Devin Williams. They want to get what they can get out of Devin Williams this year that they have him, and they're going to hope that he's the better version of himself. And Luke Weaver, I know there's a theory out there that, oh, you could trade Devin Williams because you have Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver's not the same guy anymore. He's just not. And I guess he was eventually going to always turn back into a pumpkin. You know, we love his personality, his entrance, and we love him being this ferocious jungle cat. He's not the same guy that he was as the closer last year that they were able to go to when Clay Holmes, Prey Holmes, wasn't the guy. You know, in my chat right now, I just saw Ade says, I didn't boo Volpe. He had me stressed out, but I was happy when he hit home runs. And then he said, I did boo Clay Holmes. I didn't even boo Clay Holmes. And like, Clay Holmes had, 13 or 14 blown saves? The fans were booing Clay Holmes upon his bullpen exit. They were booing Clay Holmes immediately. Let's stay in Los Angeles. Bob is back on the fan in New York. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Keith. You know, before I rip Cashman, I want to say one thing. Props to Dominguez for making that catch.
And props for them winning So that, like, is substantial, because that wouldn't have meant anything if they lost the game. But, yes, Dominguez, we see you working in left field. That was a hell of a catch to keep that inning to only one run given up.
He won the game, and I got to say, I'm hard on the kid just because I think he's a defensive liability. But if he keeps working, and that's why you love sports, whether it's for your son or you. You work, you practice, you get better. So I was happy to see that. I'm, you know, props to the kid, and
yeah,
hope it keeps up.
Sure.
The Cashman thing, I mean, we can talk about the deadline tomorrow. Let's see if he makes a wonder move. Chances are he's going to sign Mark Leiter Jr. and someone of inconsequential.
Yep.
The thing I'm calling about is this, and I think it's fair, man. I mean, I rip these guys. I'm a Dodger fan. I think we're a well-run organization. Golden State Warriors, well-run organization. Tampa Bay organizations. Aaron Boone, when he saw Aaron Judge winced throwing the ball in center field.
Yeah.
We all saw it. The announcers saw it. They leave him in the game. They play him another game.
Yeah.
I'm reading an article saying a flexor strain is basically the same thing as a calf strain leading to an Achilles. That's the golden goose. The fact that our organization is so not on the ball, where we leave our golden goose in the game, clearly in discomfort and pain, not only for the game, for another game.
Two games.
That's not a well-run organization.
That's insane. I talked about it, and I'll say it again, because I think I said it in an open one night, but I'm like, would they think he was going to sleep it off? They thought he could hide it? Why are they always trying to lie? Why are they always trying to deceive us? That's why we have trust issues. That's why they pee on your head, tell you it's raining. That was that was the second game of the Blue Jays series, the game that they won. The next game, he DH'd, then they had the off day. That Friday, I was at the game against the Phillies. He was out in right field. So you knew he had an issue. You put him back in right field knowing that ball will find you. Like, he's got to be out there trying to make plays.
The fact that we played the franchise player with a hurt elbow for two games after Michael Kay saw it, how can you be a $300 million franchise?
The whole internet saw it.
Franchise?
The whole internet saw it. Because, like, all that stuff gets clipped and everybody starts circulating. And, I mean, people called me up and talked about it. I think before I even went on that night, my live chat was like, Keith, did you see Judge in the 6-7? I'm like, yeah, but I didn't want to make anything of it. And neither did the Yankees.
And now we're watching a guy like Duran, who's a difference maker, go into a team. When was the last time Cashman signed a difference maker at the trade deadline?
Jazz, he's in a little bit of a slump. Other than that, Harrison Bader, but of course Harrison Bader hits and nobody else hits.
I mean, we got to get Alcantara. We got to make a splash, because we need some momentum. We need some talent. We need some mojo coming in, because, by the way, Bellinger and Goldschmidt, I love Bellinger. I'm a Dodger fan. He done right by me. These guys in games 130, 40, 50, 60, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
These are not young men. These are aging veterans, and it's
they've been clutch. They've been good. But I think now the roster has so much depth, and, like, good depth, not Pablo Reyes, not Yorbit Vivas, not Oswald Peraza. I think they've done that with the position players. I think they have room to send another position player away, but they have to get pitching difference makers coming out of the bullpen, and maybe another starter as well. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you, Bob. Staying out in Cali, Mark in California, before we go to break. What's up, Mark?
Well, what's going on? So I was just reading the report, Keith, and they were saying that the Yanks are extensive talks with Cease of San Diego.
Yeah, he threw like seven innings of no-hit baseball here in Yankee Stadium. I was at that game, and then the Yankees came back to win, him versus Max Fried.
He's got 23 strikeouts in his last three games, by the way. He has hit or missed stuff still, even though he's 3-10. But you'd have to give up Trent Grisham for him. That's the centerpiece that what they're asking.
I know, and we're looking at how clutch Trent Grisham has been, and we need that clutch in the postseason.
Unbelievable. Trent Grisham is probably going to hit 27 homers for the Yanks, 27, 28 homers, which is, like, unbelievable.
And he does it at the, like, he does it to tie the game or take the lead, which is, like,
I know, but the thing is he hasn't been consistent through his career, so you've got to sell high on him.
He just was 0 for the other day as the leadoff hitter. He's really not the greatest leadoff hitter, but he's been clutch.
No, he's not. but he's clutch. But like, you want to see him in October, but obviously you got to like trade high for him, right? The problem here is I saw the error today by Volpe. I didn't watch the whole game. I turned it off in the eighth inning because I had to do something. I was like, I came back, it was 5-4, and I was like, I guarantee you Volpe had an error, and Devin Williams gave up the game. I turned it up, and that's exactly what happened. But to
you
me,
you just felt that in your bones.
I felt it, man, because it happens a lot. I'm like, this happens. Volpe's going to hit 24 to 25 homers and drag in about 90 runs. That, on paper, for a second baseman is phenomenal. That's great. But the errors is what's continuously happening. So, and that's just one aspect of his game. If he can clean that up, he's okay, bro. Like, the low average will come up.
And, I didn't say it tonight, and I'll say it now. Thanks for the call, Mark. That's why I'm saying the Yankees have to fix this. I think it's ridiculous that they think he's just going to go home, come back to the ballpark, take his infield practice, and then in-game be fixed. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's broken, fix it. Try every single way to fix it. And you know the way that they haven't tried? Putting Ahmed Rosario at shortstop. Put him there at 105. But I guess you're not going to do that because you have the series on the line. But like, man, I'm watching a play now. These are routine plays. His foot is on the grass. Man, make the throw. Why are you skipping that 4 feet in front of Ben Rice? Who, like, I feel bad for Ben Rice because it's in his head, too. It's in everybody's head. It's in every Yankee fan's head. Oh, Volpe's got the ball. Can he make the throw? Ah, oh, that's what the stadium makes a collective. Ah, oh, and then that turns to boo. And he's getting booed. And you can see his face on camera. You can see how he's thinking about it. At least he turned this one into a homer. I mean, he turned it into a homer the other night, too. 16 homers, 16 errors. Keith McPherson on the Fan for like a little more than 16 minutes after we come back from this break. Call me up, BRB. Back at it. Let's get right to the phone. Bill is in Pittsburgh on the Fan. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Keith. Great to talk with you. Excellent show tonight. Exciting times for Yankee fans. And got a few things I want to unpack here tonight. First of all, is there anything more unnerving than watching Giancarlo Stanton bat with somebody at third base in less than two outs? It is, it's really painful. You know, he's such an enigma in baseball. He hits the ball so hard and sometimes can carry a team, but there are times he looks like he's never played the game before.
Oh, yeah.
And that last at bat tonight, you know, two kinds of guys that strike out a lot. One that just is either early, late, up or down. You don't have to throw strikes to get him out. And it's a problem. And there are times when against a right-handed batter in those kinds of situations, I would surely welcome somebody else at bat instead of him, because you just can't have a guy swinging at pitches 6 inches outside the strike zone that have never been a strike and go back to the dugout and take a, you know, quick right turn.
Yeah, that's
an issue.
The two pitches, I just went back to them. The changeups that were thrown were so far out of the strike zone. And it's like, what are you going to do with those pitches, bro? We just need a single to get the runner. I don't know that. As many guys as they left on base, I said that earlier too. You know, the Yankees, that's all they were doing today was stranding runners. They were 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 on base. Leaving Cody Bellinger on after the heroics of the triple that I'm like, these guys aren't serious.
Well, and with all due respect to the caller a few moments ago, Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt are two different players and in two different levels of their career. Paul Goldschmidt is really in a funk. I'm not so sure he should ever bat against a right-hander again. He's starting to look a little bit like Stanton. But Bellinger has been a savior.
Yeah.
That guy is a ball player. I mean, he is a ball player. And without him, they'd be in a whole world of hurt. But you know, the thing I want to say is that you're not going to be able to fix these holes that the Yankees have and these problems they have by going out and getting two relief pitchers, mid-level, and a good starter. These 23 guys that are going to remain on the roster are going to have to step up. They're going to have to give you better at-bats. They're going to have to hit in the clutch. You know, 40-some% of baseball games are decided by one or two runs. And that's one at-bat each game by each team. That's all it is. And that's why it's critical for your relief pitchers not to come in and give up two runs in an inning. And that's why it's important that with a guy on third and less than two outs, that you get your bat on the ball. And, you know, there needs to be more situational hitting. You know, they just have to be able to step up and play a lot more like they did in the first 2 months than they have in the last 2 months, because there's a lot of inconsistency in these lineups.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Yeah, fingers crossed. I think the hope is there will be more situational hitting with guys that you added, like Ryan McMahon, a pinch hit from Ahmed Rosario or an Austin Slater in these certain situations. Hopefully the manager is telling them, hey, you know, we just need a knock here or a sack fly here or, you know, lay down a bunt here. And hopefully you lay down a bunt to move the runner and the runner knows how many outs there are. You know, going back to what you said, and I think I might have just been heading into the break, and it's late, but like, yeah, we definitely can't lump Goldschmidt and Belly together and say they're 30-somethings and they're, you know. Belly is looking like he's still in his prime. I don't know exactly how old he is. I think he might have just turned 30. He's 7 years younger than Paul Goldschmidt. Paul Goldschmidt looks like Father Time is tapping him on.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the shoulder, and he knows it. He knows it in his mannerisms, and it, like, he does not look confident. He has no pop. He's striking out a ton. And it's funny. Like I said, I got mad when he had the 3 strikeouts against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto, and I got on air and I ripped him, and that got put online, and people were like, "Oh, you're not paying attention. You're not watching the games. But Goldie's been good." And I'm like, "It's kind of worn off for me. What say you now? Maybe I just was a week early on it." Like, Goldie is not somebody right now that should be batting third in the lineup. Goldie's not someone right now that you're really excited for his at-bats. Like, he might be able to come through against some lefties, but I don't know. And then, like I said, I laughed today when they put him in as a defensive replacement with Devin Williams on the mound, because it's like he can not make the scoop either. We've seen Volpe have dirt balls thrown at Ben Rice and Goldschmidt that don't get scooped. But yeah, with the Yankees, they do have enough players, man. They do have enough guys that can be clutch, that can, come up with timely hits, and we've seen them do it. They need to add, I need another left-handed reliever. I would like a power pitcher, somebody coming out of the bullpen that can, you know, strike guys out, swing and miss, and maybe another starter. But like I said, I'm not getting my hopes up, because at this point, I feel like it's going to get down to the wire, and Cashman's going to try and put pressure on other teams and GMs, and there is no pressure. Like, you know, other teams are open for business that will give up their top prospects, and Cashman's not going to have the higher ground to, just tell these guys, hey, this is what we want, this is what we need. Thomas is in center reach on the Fan next. What's up, Thomas?
Yo, Keith, I'm back. What it do?
Yo, did you graduate, man? What's going on? Where you been? You've been studying.
I really just been chilling. I've been listening, though. Haven't got a chance to call.
Yeah, yeah.
For a while.
You're allowed to listen and not call. Yeah, you know, that's all right.
I was looking at real quick, just mention Mets pieces. I today, first deal, Rogers is a great pitcher. I think it was a good move. I just felt like it was a little bit too much. I'm still fine with the trade. I really like getting Helms. How do you pronounce his last? It's like Helmsley. He led the league in saves last year. That was awesome. But I'm mainly now looking at getting Luis Robert tomorrow. I'm looking for that. The Mets need another. I just personally think they need another bat. And I was really looking at prospects, and I was saying top five for me, those top five prospects are guys I would want to keep. But guys like, I'm going to just look at the list again here, like Ryan Clifford, they got other players.
They definitely have enough to go get them. And you probably want to try and keep them away from the Phillies, who are also interested in them.
Yeah, because we were Mets people. They were rumored to Duran today, and he got scooped up by the Phillies today. And I think that's a good trade for both teams, honestly. Cause yeah. I think Abel is actually going to be a good pitcher for the Twins. I think that that guy they also got, I think he's in like single A right now. Apparently, he's doing decent. Real quick mention: worst trade I think so far was today with Steven Matz getting traded to Boston because they gave up a guy who is currently batting .308. But the Jordan guy in Boston, I think he's in double A or single A. He's currently batting .300 and he's having a great year in the minors. I actually, the other day, I saw it, a minor league game was on. I turned it on. He had a good game. I just think I like the way he looks at the plate. I think he's really good. So I think that's honestly a steal for the Cardinals. Yeah. And they got Met presence too.
You got to give to get. And I kind of been using the one man's trash. It's not even trash. It's just you got to give to get. It's a trade. You're supposed to be exchanging value, swapping value. And it's supposed to be, hey, we have a surplus of this and we don't need this, so we can give it to you. You know, that's supposed to be the deal. So, you know, even as you talked about first the Rogers deal, it just seemed like a lot because it was three players for one rental. It just seemed a lot because it was two guys that you saw play at the major league level and another guy who's knocking on the door. But you will not care if your bullpen in this postseason of Gregory Soto, Tyler Rogers, Ryan Helsley, Edwin Diaz, and maybe somebody else is absolutely nails and locking it down. Thanks for the call, Tom. It's good to hear you check back in with us. Both teams aren't done. A move looks good with another move. A move looks good with another move. And when you look at your total deadline and the moves that you made, then you can weigh what has been done. But yeah, I mean, Jose Buto has not been good, so the Mets were done with him. And you know what the Mets needed to make room for? Oh, they added two other relievers. They don't have room for you in the pen anymore. Blade Tidwell, the daywalker, Blade, he made some spot starts. He made some appearances. He doesn't have a future here. And Gilbert, 24-year-old kid who's in the outfield, maybe he can crack the San Francisco Giants roster, but the Mets aren't gonna miss him. So Tim is in West Orange on the Fan next. What's up, Tim?
Hey Keith, how you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. I love the trades that David Stearns made so far with getting Helsley and Rogers. I was a little upset that they got rid of Gilbert because hopefully he doesn't turn into another PCA. But I don't think he wasn't that
right. I think it's just recency with PCA turning into PCA. Now there's this PTSD
exactly.
Of who's the next. It's hard to be Pete Crow Armstrong. I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know if Gilbert is turning into him.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about the next move that I think the Mets should go after. I definitely want to see them get Roberts from the White Sox, but I don't want to give up Acuna or Vientos because Vientos, to me, with Winker and Marte leaving next year, obvious with being free agents, Vientos should be the full-time DH next year, and Acuna is just too important to this team for what he does with pinch running and late-game defensive replacement for Beatty. What I think they're going to do, I like a guy bringing back Harrison Bader, who the only reason he didn't get re-signed last year is because they went with Jose Siri, who's out now with a broken leg. and he was a lot cheaper. But you bring back a guy like Bader who's not going to cost you that much, and I think he would definitely solve some issues in center field where he might give you a little more pop than Tyrone Taylor, who I like Tyrone Taylor. I think he's very good defensively, but he's not giving you
he's
any
played
offense.
Way
but
more
Bader,
than he should have played, and Harrison Bader is part of the OMG Mets and the mojo you had last year. I mentioned they need to bring some of that back. They need to bring some of that back.
Absolutely. And there's one other guy that I was thinking about if they brought him back, but what do you think about maybe going after Jose Iglesias and bringing OMG back to the Mets? Because he did a lot for the Mets last year, and I don't know why they didn't re-sign him.
Because they wanted the young guys to get the opportunity that they've gotten this year. Thanks for the call, Tim. I highly doubt that they bring him back. And the Padres just used him against the Mets. I don't think they're trying to shop him either. He doesn't cost anything, and he's a little bit of a spark plug when they need him to be. Matt is in Monroe on the Fan. You got it, Mac.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good, good. Bring it home.
Yeah, no, I don't usually stay up this late, but I do listen to your stuff later on usually. Couple of points. One, I'm a big Yankee fan, so I'm really concerned about the Yankees this year. I think they're okay with their fielding, their batting. The thing I'm really concerned about is the pitching. They haven't really addressed anything there. And a lot of people are moving really quickly.
Just yeah. Kind of and it scares me.
What do you think we could do?
I think that Brian Cashman is resting on help is on the way in the building. Like, you know, on the 40 man. Like, I think he's looking at Luis Hill coming back and being able to shuffle guys around like Cam Schlittler to the pen, Ryan Yarbrough coming back and thinking, hey, we have enough. And I can't fault him because, like, the Yankees always have enough pitching. They don't have enough hitting. And now it looks like they do have a lot of different hitters. Like, what is going on with Volpe? Like, is Volpe going to keep homering? Trent Grisham homering? Bellinger? Wells runs into homers? Yeah. Dominguez can hit? Like, I know I'm forgetting some other guys. Oh, I'm forgetting Stanton and Judge, the main two guys that hit the homers. Like, they have a bunch of guys that if they actually hit in the postseason, the pitching should be enough. But we're not done. The trade deadline is at 6 p.m. I think Cashman, I mean, he might be resting on, hey, we've got enough, but I don't think he's that foolish. I think he's done the work, and we just got to wait, and there's going to be another left-handed reliever at least. Can't just be Tim Hill, and they're going to add some bullpen help for sure. No. Thanks for the call, Matt. I don't think that Cashman's going to let this deadline go by and it just be, hey, we added a bunch of, you know, position players. Charles is in Montvale, New Jersey on the Fan next. Hello, Charles.
Hello. Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, cool. Thanks. I had an idea about the infield that I think maybe could work. I don't know what your thoughts are. Like, Jazz seems more athletic, or possibly the most athletic on the team. Can he handle shortstop and, like, maybe move to second?
I mean, he used to play shortstop. I think he came up as a shortstop. They moved him off shortstop in Miami, put him in center, but he really became like a true second baseman. He is more athletic than everybody else, and I don't think the Yankees are going to do that. I think the Yankees are like, like I said, we are now borderline insane, doing the same things and expecting different results. Oh, yeah, Volpe, you know, you just heard Aaron Boone, like, yeah, we got to work through it. We got to fix it. And then what happened today? Another ball thrown in the dirt where it's like, bro, they gotta give him a break. They gotta give him a day off. They gotta do something because just going through the motions every day and expecting it to change is nuts. It's not changing. It's every night.
Yeah. That was kind of my only point, but yeah.
Yeah, they won't do it. It's funny because they'll play him out of position. They'll play Jazz out of position and put him at third base to get DJ LeMahieu in there. But, like, Volpe is allowed to commit an error a night, it seems, and they're fine with it. They just accept it. And, like, doesn't that feel wrong to you? It definitely feels wrong to me. Thanks for the call, Charles. It just feels wrong. And we're rooting for the kid, one of us, local kid, all that, yada, yada, yada. Like, to let somebody cost the team over and over and over and over. They got bailed out the last two nights. He helped with that, bailing him out with his bat. But it's like, damn, like, you guys are sitting in the passenger seat watching this kid crash the vehicle over and over again. So, you know, that's all good. We got insurance. Like, I don't know. Not even insurance. Not like it is insane to me that we just keep watching him not make throws. And you're like, yeah, go ahead, kid. Like, these games count. This matters. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Like, if he does it again in this 105, yeah, like, it is driving me nuts. It is driving me nuts because it's not that he can't do it. It's not that he can't make the throw. It's he's thinking so much about it. It's like they show him in slow motion. It's like, can you airmail a throw? I'd rather see Volpe throw one into the net. It's like all of the throws to first base have to skip and hit the dirt. Insane. John is in Schenectady. My last call of the night. You're in there, John.
What's up, brother? Thank you so much for having me on. Listen, I just got back from the game. Long drive. I appreciate listening to you on the way up. You got me through the drive. Kept my eyes open.
Good.
I want to say, as a Yankee fan, I don't normally do this, but I walked away. After Williams gave up that home run, I told my old lady, I'm like, all right, let's go. And she's like, no. I'm like, no, that's because they've disappointed me over and over and over. And we continue to see the Volpe errors, and we continue to see the penny pinching, the stepping over dollars to pick up quarters with Howe in the front office. And it's just frustrating. And I think a lot of Yankee fans kind of feel that way. A lot of people got up and left with me after that.
Yeah, yeah, it's annoying.
So it is. And, what I wanted to throw out there is maybe something, maybe Cashman spitball something a little bit different as far as the trade deadline this year. Maybe you give up a Dominguez and another piece and you go get Stephen Kwan.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, now everybody's trying to hit the Kwan, but it's not that simple as just Dominguez. Great. I mean, I would love that. Plus defender, that'd be your leadoff hitter. It's going to take more than Dominguez. You're going to have to give up some prospects too. And the Guardians aren't trying to help the Yankees block them from, you know, succeeding in the American League for years to come. But yeah, let me hit refresh one more time before this music ends. And I got to get out of here, make sure there's no trades happening, no news breaking right now. No, they're still just talking about Eugenio Suarez. He's going to make his debut with the Mariners on Thursday. All right, Big Mac's coming up next. He'll take you guys through the Mets and the Yankees talk and the trade deadline stuff. I'll see you at 7 p.m. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. WFAN, New York.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.